A proposed $400 million bond is critical to affordable housing and the fight against sea level rise in Miami. That was the message from City Mayor Tomas Regalado, Chief Resilience Officer Jane Gilbert, and other speakers at a press conference yesterday promoting the so-called Miami Forever bond, which will be on the ballot next month. City Commissioner Ken Russell says there would be no increase in the tax rate, but the city would only take on new debt as it pays off old debt.
We haven't gone out for a bond in years, and you don't do it until you need major expenditures or capital improvements. This is the first time I would say that the city has prioritized affordable housing within a bond. $100 million is going toward making Miami more affordable to live in.
Opposition to the bond comes from people who say they would lose the tax break they expect as the city finishes paying off old debt. And city employee unions say Miami should first pay them wages and benefits it withheld because of the 2008 recession. The Miami Forever bond vote is on the ballot for November 7th.